Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near the rainbow. Disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay.
Everyone, and thank you for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Raising Vibrations Radio, and I am your host, Reverend Raven, and I am here shortly before I start the show on my own website at www.raisingvibrationradio.com, where tonight's guest will be none other than the infamous Barry Strom, who is an author, written 3 books, and tonight we'll be discussing his latest book, Aliens Among Us, exploring past and present. He also did a channeling session before doing the show tonight, and so he channeled with Moo, his alien person, spirit guide, whatever you want to call it, that he contacts with, and we'll be listening to him with his latest outcome of channeling from this afternoon. We'll be talking about love and vibration, and I'm so looking forward to that. And, you know, we can take callers too as well. If you have some questions about, you know, aliens or, you know, getting in touch with Barry Strom about doing the channeling board. I mean, he's amazing. We're so lucky to have him on here. Not only has he written his books, but he's also created his own channeling board. In fact, he writes that most people are familiar with the classic Ouija board. In contrast, our board is round, and we allow the spirit guides to alter the design of the board to their own specifications. It's covered with glass, and we use a hot quartz glass as the planchette that moves to the letters. The board is lubricated with a light oil to allow the quartz glass to move easily to the letters, and all of our sessions are recorded with video and audio as proof, as we are actually receiving messages from the other side. And he does this with his wife, Connie, and she'll be joining him this evening too as well. So we are having a great big show. This is how you do it. I put a link in here under the description. You just click that link. It'll take you right over to the website, to the show page. There is a big button that says, join Raising Vibration Radio with your host, Reverend Raven. Hit that button. It brings up 3 options. If you want to talk, choose the microphone one. If you just want to listen, choose speakers. If you want to call in and talk, there'll be a phone number with a code, which I'm going to give here on the show when I go open up the studio, which I'll go do that about 8:20 to 8:25, somewhere in there. So, as I like to do on this portion of the show, is I like to do our gratitude prayer. This is where you're going to get a pen and paper, because you're going to need one anyway to write down the phone number and the code I'm going to give you when you call in. So make sure you have that handy. But you, also having a pen and paper, you're going to write down 5 things you're grateful for and 5 things you wish for. so we can do the abundance prayer. So I'll go ahead and give you some time to grab that, and you go ahead to think about those things that you're grateful for. Let me tell you what sharing gratitude does for you. It automatically raises your vibration. When you share your gratitude for something to the universe, man, it puts you way up there on the vibrational scale so that you can connect with those things that you're desiring. You know, you're not coming from lack. You're throwing yourself out there. So hopefully you got your pen and paper. You're writing your things down. Here are some examples. Here's what I wrote. I'm grateful for the supporters of this show. And I'm so thankful that you guys have been going and liking the Facebook page. Thank you so much. Thank you for your beautiful comments on our website. And the more you keep doing it, the more it helps. I really, really appreciate that. I'm grateful to the universe that we have Barry Strom on here tonight. Love his energy. He is amazing. You're going to just love him. And very down to earth, but very knowledgeable too, and just enthusiastic about, you know, channeling and writing, and I'm so looking forward to that. I'm grateful for all of our health. You know, without health, we have nothing. In fact, a friend of mine on Facebook, I have to read this to you real quick. It says, very interesting, after 20 years of research and practice as a cardiologist, Arnish wrote in his book, Love and Survival, that no other factor in medicine, not diet, not smoking, not exercising, not stress, not genetics, not drugs, not surgery, affects our health, quality, and length of our life more than feeling loved and cared for. Wow. Does that not just say it all? You know, it's great to have health, but you got to have that love right there. That's why we're here. So I'm thankful for our health. And you can have that automatically, like I said, just being thankful for that. I'm grateful for the way the universe conspires to support us all. You know, every day you can go out and see the miracles that are happening in your life. You can witness those things that are, you know, you just open up your eyes and you show gratitude, and they give you little gifts all day long. You just open your eyes and see that. And number five, I'm grateful for all the listeners that come here each and every week. And I'm so happy that you guys are here. And, you know, so blessings there. Now, on the flip side of this, there's five things that, you know, you got to write down that you wish for. For me, I wish for wisdom for all of you. Whatever your wisdom is, you know, whatever your perception of wisdom is, I wish it for you. Number two, I wish for unconditional love for all of you. Just like I just read just a second ago, if you don't have unconditional love, my goodness, you know, wow. Love is so important, and it does help your health by having that ultimate love. I wish for abundance and prosperity to each and every one of you, and for myself too. I'm on here too. I'm included. Number four, I wish for inner peace. Wow, inner peace is a big one for all of us. Our minds want to fight with us all the time, so wow, we need that inner peace. And number five, I wish for all of us to have a good time tonight. So here we go with the abundance prayer. And be sure after this is over to keep out that pen and paper so you can get that phone number with that show code so you can call in tonight. Abundance prayer. Creator of all that is, I come before you today to ask for abundance to improve my life. My faith keeps me strong, and I know you will provide for me and the people I love. I trust, Creator, that your abundant gaze is always upon me and watching for my highest good. I feel immense gratitude for all that I have and the abundant gifts you have already showered upon me. Abundance of clarity, abundance of stamina, abundance of health, of loved ones, abundance of so many things. I now feel the stream of abundance flowing to me, and I am patient and eager in allowing all prosperity into my life. I want to be the focal point to which enormous sums of money, and it can be anything that you want, money, health, friends, love, begins to flow into my experience. There is nothing that I cannot be, do, or have. I now gladly accept the following gifts, and those are what you just wrote down. And this is the statement you'll say. I want all of this or something better for my highest good. It is done, done, done. Amen. There we go. awesome. As I said before, at 8:30 p.m., the amazing Barry Strom will be joining us to discuss his latest book, Aliens Among Us, Past and Present. He's also channeled Moo tonight, so he's going to have some more information about that. We'll open up the phone lines. You'll be able to ask him a question. And we're going to go from there. Again, you're going to hit that link that's in the description here that I mentioned, or you're going to wait right here with your pen and paper, and I'm going to give you a phone number and a show code for you to get there. The easiest way, though, for anybody is just to hit that link, go there, hit the button that says join Reverend Raven, then choose your option. If you want to speak, you choose the microphone. If you just want to listen, you choose the headset. If you want to call in by phone, there's the phone number with the show code. But when I go open up the studio here in just a little bit, I'll give you that information. So you guys stand still. If you're listening by phone, I'll give you the phone number along with the show code. Now, I do have a good news story I want to share with you before we take a break and I go and open up the studio. I got it from the HuffPost Good News section. It's called Emotional Messages in a Bottle from a Boy to His Best Friend Washes Up on a Beach. The man who found it was struck by the immense emotion in the simple note. It was written by Kimberly M. One man experienced a wave of emotion after finding a bottle on the beach. Steve Mershon, a 54-year-old who lives in Indiana Atlantic, Florida, discovered a plastic soda bottle that last week on the beach. According to WFLA, when he opened the bottle, he uncovered a boy named Jonathan Torres, sweet tribute to a friend who died. Dear Daniel, I really am sorry you passed away, the letter starts out. I'm in the fifth grade and you were my best friend. I hope you have fun with Jesus. The 54-year-old was struck by the find. He shared it on Facebook along with his own message to Jonathan, praising the boy for his bravery and the love of his friend. Daniel is a lucky guy to have you as a best friend. I'm sorry he passed, Mershon wrote in the viral Facebook post. Mershon often takes photos of the items he comes across on the beach, according to his Facebook post. On this particular day, he found the bottle, which he suspects was thrown into the ocean relatively recently, and opened it up after work. He told Today.com that he initially expected it to find a few simple words on the page. I thought it would have a name, an email address, a hi to whoever's reading this kind of message on it. So he was surprised when he read the emotional words describing the message in a bottle as the most beautiful thing I've ever found. In addition to the well wishes to Daniel, Jonathan discussed that he'd been doing what he would be doing if Daniel was still with him. If you were alive, me and you, we'd be playing football, soccer, and basketball, and we'd be playing with Matthew and Oscar and Brandon, the boy wrote. In his post on Facebook, Mershon also told the boy that his friend is watching over him. I'm sure Daniel would want you to know that you guys are playing sports and that Jesus was watching and rooting for you. Perhaps you, your next touchdown, your goal or basket, you can dedicate to your best friend, Daniel. This isn't the end of the journey for the message. The 54-year-old explained that the post that he will eventually add his own note to the bottle and throw it into the deepest, prettiest, most blue water he can find. You're a good man, Jonathan. I'm hoping maybe, just maybe, the world can see the love in one fifth grader's heart and we can, one by one, get along, Mershon wrote. Peace, little man. So I am going to post this on our Facebook page right now. If you haven't liked our Facebook page, come on, do it, because I put little posts like this all the time on there. So there we go. And let's just check out the time here. I don't even know. 8:14. We got a few minutes before we we're going to take a break, and I'm going to play a little song for you, and I'll go open up the studio this evening and get ready for our guest. If you don't already know how to do that, you just hit the link in the description or you can just go to www.raisingvibrationsradio.com, click on the live radio link, and then scroll down to join Reverend Raven, the button there, and it will take you into the studio where it'll give you three options. Or if you're waiting for the phone number, I'll be glad to give that information to you in just a few minutes after I open up the studio. And tonight, like I said, our special guest is none other than Barry Stroms, and we're looking so forward to having him on here and talking about channeling Mu and his new book and his website and how you can get in touch with him and all that amazing stuff. So my friend Deb has been posting some amazing stuff on Facebook that I wanted to share with you. And I love it because she mentions raising your vibrations. She says, gratitude, kindness, love, joy, passion, forgiveness, acceptance, sunshine, walking in nature, breathing deeply, yoga, exercise, laughing, smiling, hugging, singing, dancing, grounding, you know, getting connected with earth, raw whole foods, greens, fruits, nuts, relaxing music and creativity. Here's what lowers your vibrations. Junk food, hard alcohol, toxic relationships, negative thoughts, environmental toxins, toxin products, excess red meat, white sugar, medication, radiation, yelling, arguing, holding on to the past, anger, resentment, guilt. So let go of those things that are no longer serving you. Remember, we're in a 9 vibrational year, and we want to get rid of those things that are no longer helping us to raise our own vibration. She also put in another one. Here's another way to raise your vibration. Leafy greens, beetroots, love those beetroots, raisins, figs, watermelon, dandelions, greens, almonds, high raw foods daily, getting outside, grounding yourself, laughing. You know, we love to laugh on this show. We love to have a good time. You should too. If you haven't laughed today, oh my goodness, you need to watch something funny to laugh, because that is a sure way to raise your vibration. Or telling somebody you love them, you know, hey, I love you, you're amazing. That raises your vibration and theirs too, and we're helping each other out in that term. So beautiful information there. Thank you, Deb, for sharing that information. So in just a few minutes, I'm going to be taking a little music break. I'll play one of my favorite songs. I'm going over to open up the studio, and please forgive the dogs. Hold on a second. They had to voice their opinions this night too as well. We are going to have Barry Strom on the show, which he will be discussing his new book with us, and that's Alien Among Us, Exploring Past and Present. A little tip about the book, it says, if you've had the opportunity to ask extraterrestrial questions, what would it be? What mysteries would you like to see declassified? Learn the true history of the Earth from the aliens' perspective. As the author and channeler Barry Strom communicates with and receives information from spirit of an alien named Mu. Discovered that aliens have the ability to communicate through psychic channeling and explain our deepest planetary mysteries. Unearth the real truth about Roswell, the Rendlesham forest lights. I probably said that wrong, but oh well. You know me. Alien abductions, heaven, alien references in the Bible, types of extraterrestrials. And you know, today I had a conversation with him, and you know, there's certain gospels that left out of the Bible, you know, and they make reference to aliens. So it's going to be very interesting to see what he's channeled tonight, because he did a 2-hour channeling session before the show. So we're going to get that information from him. We're going to talk about love and vibration tonight. And he's going to talk about just about everything, his websites. I mean, not only has he written that book too, he wrote Afterlife. In fact, let me see if I can pull it up here real quick. Afterlife, what really happens on the other side. So this is our great opportunity to ask someone who has a lot of experience. And not only has is he an author and a channeler, he also has an antique shop that's haunted too. So maybe he can tell us a few ghost stories that are going on there. So give me just a few minutes here. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to come back. I'm going to go open up the studio where we're going to convene together and join together. So have that pen and paper handy if you're going to call in by phone to get that code. And, you know, or you can hit the link that I've listed in the description and you can click join Reverend Raven. It gives you three options there. So let me play a song for you real quick. I'll be right back with that phone number. All right, here we go. Well, I don't know which one I want to play. Isn't that weird? I want a good one. You know what? I know what we'll play. Good vibrations. I'm in that mood. Here we go.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. Picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitation. I know she must be kind.
Good.
we're back after that short break, and I have opened up the studio. So if you'd like to go ahead and meet me over on the other side, you can. You can do that by clicking that link, then hitting that button. And the link is, if you're listening, it's www.raisingvibrationradio.com/shows/raising-vibrations-radio-presents-Barry-Strom-author-lecturer-and-chandler/. Or just click the link, which is easier. Or if you're waiting for the phone number and you'd like to call in and talk to us, you've already got that pen and paper handy. Here's the phone number that you will be putting in to talk to us this evening. It is 631-353-4342. And then you're going to put in show code 70506. Let me repeat that one more time. If you're going to listen by phone, or you're going to call in and ask a question, you're going to dial 631-353-4342. And then you're going to use the show code 70506. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in here and listening to me and joining us for the abundance prayer and the good news story. And I can't wait to present to you Barry Strom. Looking forward to this. I'm just so excited. And I'm going to play a song and then I'll close out the show here. I did give you the phone number to join us. It is 631-353-4342. Enter 70506, and I'll meet you over on the other side. Thanks so much for joining us.